afternoon, everybody. So we come here for this meditation class. So the Buddha taught that in this the whole Noble Eightfold Path, there is Sila, Samadhi, Panya. That actually, because the translations of the words like actually Bhavana, like you know meditation, that actually is more like cultivations of the mind. So, cultivations of the mind, there are three aspects. Because a lot of people think that they meditate, all they need to do is just to focus and focus and focus. Actually, there's three. That is in this Samadhi group, that is the cultivation of the mind. You need to have the focus, that be able to focus on your meditation object, the mindfulness, the awareness, and effort. Right effort. So these three have to be together. So if only focus itself is not enough, you can just snap. And if you have only just mindfulness, you know, just aware, it's not enough. So for example, like some people, they just focus, you know. Like I remember someone, they said to me that we were having a conversation. So, oh, just now some of the food that we have in the breakfast is goes off, and someone said that, oh, I didn't know that it goes off because I was focusing on chewing. So they just focus on chewing, but have no awareness, isn't it? Don't even know the taste. But you have to have the awareness when you chew. You know that what is the taste like? Or maybe halfway chewing and something comes up in your mind. And you know, you're aware. You have the awareness. You know. So if it's only no chewing, so not enough. No, not only focus. So we try very hard to focus. And then sometimes we think that we shouldn't think. When we think, then it's wrong. We think that thinking is wrong, you know. So it's not. Sometimes some of those thinking is good thinking. For example, sometimes at times that we find ourselves that we just couldn't focus, you know. The mind just go on and on. Maybe sometimes we have something to really disturb our mind. And we just couldn't focus. So that's why we have to make use of some of the skillful means, like a tools. Like a carpenter, they have different tools, you know. They use different, and at times we need to do something. And that is where this right effort come in. No, right effort come in when we are obsessed our mind with something that's disturbed our mind. And maybe sometimes that we have a lot of agitations or irritations that we can't focus. Then this is the time that we can practice some of the reflections of contemplation to help us. You know, that is to put in this is the right effort. Sometimes that we are not putting in the right effort. Sometimes we put effort into the willpower, you know, we try to push, we try to crush the mind down, we try very hard to push the mind and to focus. The more you do that, actually, it become counterproductive. You become more agitated. Sometimes you need to have some skillful means to help ourselves, you know, when we have lots of thinking. So instead of we go on and on with those thinking that, you know, the projections or these unwholesome thoughts, then we replace these unwholesome thoughts with wholesome thoughts that leads us to peace and calm. So, actually the Buddha has some of these reflections to help us. So we call, today I would like to talk about these four protective reflection. They call this a protective, it's a protection. It's these reflections, because sometimes the mind is just go on and on. But we reflect on this to help us, to give us the inspiration, the aspiration, to arouse energy. So that's why sometimes this type of reflection actually is useful to help us, especially when we can't focus. You know, when our mind is just disturbed. So the first one that we call that is a Buddha Nusati. The Buddha Nusati, that is we reflect on the quality of the Buddha. The Buddha, the quality. So because the Buddha said, each one of us have the quality, have the potential. So the Buddha said, if my teaching, if I teach Dhamma, that someone has listened to my Dhamma and put into practice and will not be able to free themselves to get enlightened, I will not teach. This is what the Buddha said. So then we reflect that we do, you know, have the qualities, but only that the difference is because we all have, we think that the Buddha is so high up, we have nowhere near there, it's just impossible for us to practice. Actually, we have all these spiritual qualities. The only thing that the Buddhas have practiced many, many, many eon years, and he's perfected that these spiritual qualities. That is already have this default setting, you know. But we haven't there yet. But we do have the qualities. But it's not perfect, you know. It's not perfect. But we have that. We have the time. We have the potential. So that's why it's important that we reflect on that, thinking that yeah. So that is help us that to make the determination. You know, one of the quality that the spiritual quality that is the determinations, adhidhana, to determine. This determination is not come from the willpower, you know, like being tough, you know, I'm tough, you know, and try to push, you know. It's not that kind of tough, you know. And this adhidhana is with the wisdom, with the understanding. So we know the direction. You know, we make a determination that yes, this is what I'm going to do. You know, I'm putting in effort into the practice, and this attitude to make the determination because it's important. It's like a compass that we have. We direct ourselves, and it's come from the wisdom side. It's not with the willpower we try to push ourselves to be tough, you know, and try to push ourselves to sit for hours and hours and then we ruin our knee. It's not that, but we make a determination to practice because this is important to keep us on the track. Because sometimes after a while, you know, when we practice, we always, you know, it's too difficult, and you know, then just sometimes we need to have this determination. And one of another reflection to help us that is to reflect on this impermanent, because we think that we always have time to practice, then we've been putting off, you know. Oh, maybe I do it tomorrow. It doesn't matter. So we put off a practice. The Buddha said that one of the things that we can't put off, that is the practice. We don't even know whether next moment we are still alive. So actually when we reflect on that, actually that arouses the energy and also the sense of urgency to do the practice. And we become more determined. So that is one way to help us to be more determined. In our practice, they say it's important that we know we not only sitting in meditations, so in everyday life with our not only focus, then we reflect. So we aware, we know that when we have these unwholesome thoughts, so we bring in the wholesome thoughts. Let's replace the unwholesome. That is important, that is the right effort. So a lot of people they're putting in that is not the right effort, it's the wrong effort. And then they try so hard, they try to force the mind not to think. So you can, because it's become counterproductive. So that's why this is one of the ways that we can use this reflection. Because anyway, we can't stop the thinking. Rather than we thinking of those, go along with the thinking that leads us to the mind become disturbed and also obsessed. You know, with all those, we become like a proliferation, mental fabrication. Then the mind is very difficult to come into the peaceful state. So we make use of this reflection. We replace, you know, to make use of this thinking, these reflections, to inspire us, to give us the energy, to give us the inspiration. Sometimes we need that. We need to be inspired. Then we determine. So that is the first one, that we reflect on the quality of the Buddha, the compassion, and also to remind ourselves that we do have the potential, then give us a lot of self-confidence. And another protective reflections, that is also that we reflect on the unbeautiful. That is something that because we attach this asubha, so we attach to this body. We think that this is because sometimes that is more to counteract our desires, you know, our lust. So then this is one of the way that we reflect on that. So sometimes we have lots of attachment to the object. Because we think that this is good, this is beautiful, then we attach to the object. So then we reflect on that. Because sometimes this disturbs our mind, isn't it? So we cannot, very difficult to focus. So it's very difficult to calm our mind down. So this is one of the way. And another one that is I already mentioned about that is reflect on the impermanence. That is life is impermanent, so that's why we make the most of it. So this moment is the most important thing, because we don't even know we're still alive next moment. So if we know that we are going to die tomorrow, so we will do things differently, isn't it? And actually, it's really help. This is a contemplations of the fact. Actually, it's helped you to arouse a sense of urgency and also give you lots of energy to do the practice. And all the worries are gone. If you know that if you reflect on that, you know, I might not be alive, you know, even tomorrow or tonight. So why I worry about the things that might happen or might not happen? 1 year, or tomorrow, or a week later, then it's really help us to put that down. Because sometimes the mind tends to worry about things, and that's why we can't get into this peaceful state. So that's why it's important that we reflect on that, you know. And another one is metta. Metta is also one of the qualities that we reflect on, especially when we have lots of anger. So when we have lots of anger that agitate our mind, and we have lots of irritation, then we deliberately bring out the sense that the thoughts of loving kindness to replace of the ill will. So this is one of the tools, you know, skillful means to help us. So this is how sometimes like in times that we need to use loving kindness, sometimes loving kindness doesn't work, and then you have to use others. Sometimes you have to use, for me, I personally, at different times I use different tools, you know, because sometimes you have different mind state. Like sometimes maybe you are more obsessed by the desires, you know, like then you do the asupa. So sometimes the mind obsessed with a loss of anger, maybe someone said something that, you know, hurts you, and you got offended, and you carry them again and again. Then we bring these thoughts of loving kindness. This is how we replace. We use this skillful means to help us to stop the mind, you know, to turning on that negativity on and on and on and nonstop, and we can't focus. So after that, you know, when we apply this, you know, to use all these different skillful means in our meditation, then after that, when we started to feel, our mind started to calm down, then you can go back to your breath. Sometimes we can, you know. Sometimes, to me, I personally, this is how I practice. Like, certain times, I do not force myself to sit down and to the breath. Sometimes I do some reflection before I start with the breath. So, to help the mind to calm down a bit, then I start to focus on the breath. Because by the time you do this reflection, you calm down a lot. And you find that the breath is more easily to focus on. Because if you keep fighting with that, it's very difficult. So we have to make use of this skillful means. So this reflection to help us, you know, with all these obsessive, you know, thoughts. And to keep us away from the peace, the calm. And we couldn't focus on our meditation object. So this is some of the sharing that I share with you that's to help you in your meditations when you have lots of these distractions, when your mind is obsessed or disturbed, and you can make use of these reflections to help you. So is there any question? So if no, then we can start to meditate. We sit comfortably. There's any thoughts that really feel disturbed your mind? Be just aware of that. If it's not too intense, you just allow it to be. And you don't have to rush into the breath immediately. And bring your awareness to this moment, to this present moment of awareness. We let go of the past. We let go of the future. And bring your awareness and attention on your meditation object, that's your breath. And focus on your in-breath and out-breath.
meditation by counting 3 in and out breath, and you can open your eyes. And those who would like to continue to sit, please do so.
Any questions or comments?